I thought it was going to be like a couple of people in the grass and we're talking, we're speaking amongst each other. No, this turned out to be bigger than what we thought it was going to be.
This program has worked well. It has been successful for the schools, for the parents, and more importantly, for the children. Well, right now, some folks in Congress want to end this program. But we're not going to accept that, are we?
As a parent, I don't need the government telling me what I can and cannot do when it comes to the education of my child.
It's genuine. I'm here as a husband, I'm here as a father, and I'm also here as a concerned citizen.
I am an Obama supporter, but people have their different issues and people have their different ways of going about things. I'm pretty sure he wants the best for his kids, as every parent wants the best for theirs.
The whole world is watching Washington, D.C. Every parent should have the right of choice. Every parent should be able to choose the best school for their children.
I think that human rights, I think opportunity, I think equality are democratic issues. This is why, you know, everybody ought to be behind this, including Democrats.
I refuse to be someone's inmate or charity case. And I'm putting all the disbelievers in their place.
We need to fight for the right to have our children educated. So we're sending the message, not just to our elected leadership, the mayor and the council, we're sending a message to the federal government. The mother of our movement, Virginia Walden Ford, is gonna take some parents, she's gonna walk across the street, and she's gonna present over 7,000 petitions of district residents who support this program.
He certainly will look at them, and I think he will certainly think about the fact that these are the voices of DC residents, these are his constituents.
We're sending the message that every child matters. And just like this nation was founded on the notion that in order for a participatory democracy to work, the people must be educated, we have to make sure that our people are educated.
We need to look at the bigger picture. Once everybody's gone out of the House, Senate, Congress, we still have to think about our future, which is our kids right now. And that's why I'm sitting here advocating. The rally's over, but the cause is never going to be over.